Thomas Jefferson is reported to have said that honesty is the first chapter of wisdom. Today on Growing Hope, we're going to be talking about honesty and how the power and importance of honesty is the foundation for growing up the relationships for our journey.
It's time for Growing Hope, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary, because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your resident Hope Smith. I am thrilled to have you here with me today as we begin talking about honesty, being honest with others, and being honest with ourselves. Growing Hope is all about coming together and creating the fuel that is going to light our dreams. We're going to find ways to strip back the complicated and reveal the simplicity that is our unique heart seed. Because when we know who we are, when you know you, then you can be bold in you. And I am here to offer you a twist of snarky rainbows that's going to give you a little smile. And maybe keep things interesting. Honest. I have been working on my latest novel, They. And one of the characters in there is having an exchange with another character. And she's saying things. And in her mind, she's like, okay, that was true. Okay, that was almost true. Okay, that had some truth in it. Okay, that was just completely false. She had different statements with different elements of truth in them. Sort of. See, it turns out that there is no almost true or partially true or kind of true or omission of some of the truths. None of that is true. If you're going to be honest, you have to be completely honest. That's one of the reasons if you're not going to tell the truth, if you're not going to say the whole truth, then just don't say anything. Or if you're going to turn down an offer, say no. Don't give an explanation or an excuse. Excuses can really move us close to that whole not being completely honest thing. So it's better just to let your yes be yes and your no be no. Well, what I have found is even though my character was not speaking from experience because I never put myself in any of my characters ever. That would be crazy, right? What I have found is that honesty is a tricky subject these days because we've been taught, we've been programmed that white lies are okay and that partial truths are okay and that just not telling is not the same as not telling the truth. Instead of going back to the black and white of it, it is either the truth or it is either not the truth. And there are no other two ways about it. But if we're going to be invested in and growing up relationships, then we have to quit making a way for the partial truths to be okay. It either has to be the truth or it has to not be the truth. It's okay to make mistakes. That's not the same as not telling the truth. A mistake is when you say something that you thought was true, and then you find out later it wasn't, and you change it. But you say, I thought this was true, but I found out otherwise. That's not lying. That is not being dishonest. That is being mistaken, and that's okay. Being honest means that I'm going to tell you the truth as I know it right now, and I'm not going to leave anything out or shade it in any way. I'm going to be completely upfront and honest with you so that you can trust what I'm saying to you. If I can't trust what you're saying to me, if you can't trust what I'm saying to you, then we are never going to be in a position to grow up relationships. We have to be honest if we're going to build the relationships that are going to grow us into our unique design. Growing Hope needs to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to dig into how we can be honest with others and with ourselves. This is your Growing Hope Scripture Focus. By putting the Word of God in our hearts and in our minds with consistency, those words will settle in and begin to grow fruit that shows forth in our own words and in our actions. This week's verse is Psalm 1, 2 through 3. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. It really is that simple. When I make the choice that keeps me focused on God, when I make the effort to meditate on His Word day and night, then He becomes my provision. God becomes the leader for each of my steps, and God always leads me into a promised land. If things seem off, then I am the one that is taking the wrong turns. If circumstances look wrong, then I am the one that has spoken words out of order or out of purpose. If my situation is heavy and too much of a burden to bear, then I am the one that has piled all of this stuff on top of myself. God says that when I focus on Him, when I make His Word and His will the priority for each moment of my day, then everything that I do shall prosper. This has been your Growing Hope Scripture Focus. Welcome back to today's Growing Hope, the Honesty Edition. I am Catherine Lang, and I am challenging you to be honest with yourself and with others so that we can position ourselves to be bold in pursuing our purpose and growing the relationships that is going to make pursuing that purpose possible. But we have to be honest in order to start the process. Honesty really is the best policy. Honesty is the best policy because then you don't have to remember your lies. If you're just honest, then when someone asks you later, you don't have to try to figure out what it was that you may have said. You just tell them the truth. And when you're honest about it, it's always the truth. Again, there are going to be times when you make mistakes, but just correct those and move on and say, yes, I made an honest mistake, right? And it's an honest mistake because, again, you thought you were telling the truth when you told it. When we are growing up relationships, trust is one of the essential components for building foundational relationships. I need to trust what you're saying and doing, and you need to trust what I'm saying and doing. And if I'm not honest with you, then you're not going to trust me. My son and I were I was doing something, and he came and he interrupted me. And he said, I want to. And I don't even remember what came after that. I just remember me saying, I'll think about it. And as he walked away, I heard him mumbling, that means I don't get to do it. What I found was that in my interactions with my son, I had gotten into the habit of saying, I'll think about it, when I already knew my answer, because I didn't want to discuss it right then. So I changed my wording and I started saying yes or no right then, if I already knew the answer. And then I would say, but I'm not going to discuss it right now. We can talk about this later. So it allowed my son to have an answer and to know that when I did say, I'm going to think about it, it was because I wanted to think about it or talk it over with his father. So now he has developed a trust in what I say. When I say no, I mean no. When I say yes, I mean yes. And when I say I'm going to think about it, he knows that that's actually what I'm going to do. And he also knows when I'm ready to discuss the answer, I will come to him and I will talk to him. I have built a trust with him. I have built a consistent, honest pattern with him. And that's how we get to a place of being honest. So first we have to tell the truth. Again, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. When someone catches you in an untruth, it's going to put you in a position far behind where you were. It is harder to catch up to an untruth and unravel that untruth and build a new foundation of faith than it is just to be truthful from the get-go. So we have to tell the truth. We have to be honest and upfront and open with the people that we are talking to. Trust me when I say, it's amazing how often we use that, but the truth is going to come out. So there is no reason, especially in this day and age with technology, there is no reason to hide the truth. If you don't want to talk about it, don't talk about it, but don't try to lie about it because the truth will come out. So just tell the truth from the beginning. The next thing we need to do is we have to stand for something. One of the songs from my previous years was a country song that said, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And that's so true. When we don't know what it is that we believe, then we believe whatever is put out in front of us. But when we have a down in our knower kind of knowledge, it is almost impossible for anyone to trick us into believing something else. So you have to stand for something yourself. It can't be something someone else told you. You have to dig in and learn it for yourself so that it becomes foundational in who you are and for who you are. And then you will be in a position to stand no matter what it is that comes at you. But if you're going to be honest and venture into relationships with honesty, then you're going to have to stand for something. And this is not just honest for you, but honest, honest to others, but honest to yourself as well. When you stand for something, it is a lot easier to be honest with yourself. The third thing we're going to do is treat others equally. Position can't be more important than person. You may can judge a book by its cover, but you cannot judge a person by their position or by their cover. It is important that we treat others equally with respect, with interest in what they have to say or what they have to offer to the situation. Age, position, rank, although we have to respect those, we still have to equally ingest the information that's provided, no matter the age, the rank, or the position. So treat others equally. The next thing we have to do in this pursuit of being honest with others and with ourselves is to be fair. And by this, I mean you have to mean what you say. Just like when I was talking about my son, I didn't really mean what I was saying to him. I didn't really mean I was going to think about it. I meant, no, I just don't want to talk about it right now. And that's not fair to him because it sets him up for an expectation that's never going to follow through. When we are dealing with other people, and even when we're dealing with ourselves, we have to be fair about what we're doing with our words to set up the expectation for the next step. And we have to honor the words that we put out there. So if I say I'm going to think about it, then I need to take time to think about it and then address what it is that I'm thinking about to the person I told I'd think about it. And that comes along with following through on what you have committed to do. Being fair has a lot of elements wound up in it. It also means that we're not going to cheat, not even a little bit. Because cheating is dishonest, even if it's just a little bit of cheating. So we have to be fair when we are pursuing honesty for our relationships, for growing up our possibilities. And last but not least, we need to lay it on the line. You need to just put it all out there. You have to reveal your expectations. What do you expect to get? What do you expect from the moment or the situation? You also have to share your wants. What is it you want from the encounter? You have to be willing to show your concerns. This bothers me, or this worries me, or this is an issue that I think needs attention. The more that you are laying it on the line or opening up and revealing to others and to yourself, the more you position yourself to be in a place where you can grow up the trust you need to build the relationships that you want. If you don't know what to expect from me, then odds are pretty good you're not going to want to hang out around me, because it's scary to be in a position of unknown. If I don't know how you're going to react to what I say or do, then I'm not going to say or do things around you. I'm just going to keep it to myself. Honest relationships allow for the back and forth. There are people that I do not agree with politically, but we have laid it out on the line. I know that they have a certain stance, and I'm not going to present something that defies that. I'm not going to tell them they're wrong. If I come up with something, when I'm talking with them, I am sharing ideas. I am sharing revelations. I am not trying to convince them of my way. Because we have already laid it on the line, we have revealed our expectations, we shared our wants, and we have shared our concerns, and we respect each other's right to be in a different place. When you do this, when you lay it on the line like that, then others are going to want to engage with you and want to connect with you and want to be around you. That's how you grow foundational relationships. You don't do it by giving them everything or expecting everything from them. You do it by being open and honest and willing to connect, engage, and share. That's really what being honest is about. It is about being willing to connect, engage, and share. Because we are working in a way that's going to bind us together. That's what building a relationship does. It binds us together so that we are stronger than we could be if we tried to stand on our own. Being honest grows the trust that connects the lives. If you're going to grow up relationships, and you have to grow up relationships, it's all about relationships. And if you're going to be invested in growing up relationships, then you're going to have to be honest. You're going to have to tell the truth, stand for something, treat others equally, be fair, and lay it all on the line. Engage, connect, share. It really is that simple. You can build up the foundational relationships you need if you are invested in being honest with the people around you and with yourself. Growing Hope needs to take one more quick break, but when we come back, we're going to kind of wrap up this whole idea of how being honest with ourselves and with others prepares us to grow up relationships. Growing Hope will be right back.
You're invited to join Tony and Lynn Marino along with our pastor panel and special guests on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific for Alive in Christ Radio Live. Heard exclusively on the Alive in Christ Radio Network at AliveInChristRadio.com.
I have a secret. Actually, I have 8 secrets, and I'm going to share them with you. Hi, I'm Catherine Lang, and I am the Husband Whisperer. I've learned the secrets for having the perfect spouse.
The Husband Whisperer by Catherine C. Lang. Available at most online bookstores, or you can purchase your copy by visiting www.catherinelang.com/books.
Music for this production was created by Kevin MacLeod and Competech.com and is licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution. Attention men, under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes let's grab dinner and a movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you've practiced how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, good evening, officer. A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You could kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to this final segment of the Honesty Edition of Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, and I am here to help you define and harness your why so you can live bold in purpose and on purpose. You can connect with me over at www.catherinelang.com/focus, and we can schedule a focus call today. We all are designed to be in relationships, and these relationships are founded in and grown up through honesty. We have to be willing to be honest. We have to be willing to be honest about who we are, what we're doing, why we're doing it, where we're going. We have to be honest with the people we encounter, and we have to be honest with ourselves. It's amazing how easy it is to delude ourselves into believing something that is not true, even though in the back of our mind, or maybe sometimes the side of our mind, we know it's not true. But we tell ourselves something often enough that we begin to believe it. Sometimes it's a negative. Sometimes it's not a negative. Sometimes it's just, you know, it's something completely made up. But it doesn't matter, because if we were honest about what we recognized and what we saw, then we would be positioned to live out our unique design instead of getting caught up in the untruths. The same goes with relationships. If we want to grow those bold, purposeful relationships, then we have to be willing to be honest. So this is the challenge that I offer to you, for you and for me. What are the biggest hurdles that you're facing right now? Make a list of the five biggest hurdles that are facing you right now. And then take the next week to think over and look at these hurdles and be honest about them. Now, even though the hurdles may be personal, everything is easier and we are better when we're invested together. So when we look at these hurdles and we're honest about these hurdles, then we can begin to position ourselves to connect with and grow the relationship that are going to allow us to overcome the hurdles. Now, we may go over them, we may go around them, we may go under them, we may go through them, but it is through the relationships that we will begin to position ourselves to overcome the hurdles. It starts with honesty. We have to be honest about the hurdles. And then as we begin to engage with others, we will have to be honest with others about the hurdles. That's your challenge for this week. But don't limit your honesty to just the challenge. Be daring in your honesty. Be willing to tell the truth. Be willing to stand for something. Be willing to treat others equally. Be willing to be fair. And be willing to lay it all on the line. The more that we practice honesty, the more natural it will become for our lives. Thank you so much for joining me today for Growing Hope. I look forward to connecting with you. Join me over on social media. I am the Catherine C. Lang over on Facebook. I am Catherine C. Lang on Twitter. And I will answer any of your questions that you have if you will drop me a question in one of those social media platforms. Until next time, remember, be your unique self. build the foundational relationships that are going to allow you to pursue your uniqueness boldly, and most importantly, find ways to be honest to you and to others so that you are opening wide the windows and doors of all your possibilities. You can, if you will. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope at Catherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.